1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden joining world leaders in Bari, Italy Thursday as the G7 summit kicks off.
He spends much of his day in sessions with world leaders focused on Africa, climate change, and development. The leaders will be treated to a skydiving demonstration in the evening, a break from the working meetings. Later today, the president meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky, their second time meeting face-to-face in a week. They'll sign a U.S.-Ukraine security agreement pledging long-term defense and security cooperation. After, the two presidents will take questions from reporters. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A flash flood emergency in Florida. Wall of water coming down, up to 20 inches of rain, along with damaging winds and a tornado warning. Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency. The Republican-led House passing a resolution holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt for not turning over audio of President Biden speaking to the special counsel about the classified documents investigation. This is ABC News. According to a Gallup poll published last month, more than 15 million Americans are using injectable diabetes drugs like Ozempic to lose a few pounds. While those medications soar in popularity, ABC's Jim Ryan says an older method of dropping weight is getting a second look.
Gastric bypass, surgically reducing the size of the stomach, has been around for more than three decades. Researchers have gone back to see how patients are doing years after their procedures, finding that the average patient lost nearly 32% of body weight within 18 months of the surgery. But 10 to 20 years later, weight loss had stabilized at about 23% of body weight.
And an eating contest controversy ahead of 4th of July celebrations. A famous Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champ reportedly banned this year. Joey Chestnut apparently in hot water for signing a sponsorship deal with a vegan brand, Impossible Foods, Major League Eating President Richard Shea.
We learned just a couple days ago. Then we hoped that this is not true.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, college kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with: leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution: a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then, when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's going to be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Big Media News, I'm Ellis Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump and current First Lady Jill Biden are both coming to Wisconsin. Jill Biden will be in Green Bay on Thursday to meet with local seniors and launch a new initiative, Seniors for Biden-Harris. Trump will be in Racine a few days later. Our battleground state has been a popular destination for both Biden and Trump in 2024, who will fight to win key points here in Wisconsin in November. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high-poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
A close call for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers held on to beat the Blue Jays. Toronto had held Milwaukee scoreless until the sixth. Then the Blue Jays loaded the bases with no outs, scored three runs until closer Trevor McGill came in to shut them down in the top of the ninth. Val Guerrero at bat. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports.
Fly ball center field. Perkins back. He is there. McGill, the fireman the Brewers needed on this Wednesday afternoon, and they hang on to a 5-4 win.
So the Crew wins the series 2-1. Up next, they host the Reds Friday night. NFL here at the Packers minicamp. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, lives up to his reputation as being a detail-oriented coach.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass in no way or shape or form. I mean, you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
That's Preston Smith with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of showers and thunderstorms rolling through during the overnight. Upper 60s by sunrise, southwest wind. We'll see mostly sunny skies Thursday, a few showers or storms in the afternoon, with highs reaching the lower to middle 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. On the road with Jane and Todd. The tour continues. Next stop, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in for a coffee with Jane Matinair and Todd Albaugh.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. We're talking democracy. We have been talking about the federal election, one is coming up. Also interested in what's happening in your state, what's happening in your hometown. What are the fights? What are the things to build? What are the projects that are worth doing at the local level? What are the things at stake in your individual legislative elections, congressional elections, gubernatorial elections, secretary of state? Projects that need to be promoted, that so much oxygen is taken by the presidential race, and it merits it, it's important. And when you're a national or international program, of course, it's a thing to focus upon. But success will not merely be, and I do not believe primarily be, a top-down endeavor. We need bottom-up efforts. I don't even love sort of the top and bottom way of thinking about it. But building it brick by brick rather than thinking about it wall first, thinking node first, not just big network first. How do we build node by node, town by town, district by district, precinct by precinct? That includes precinct committee people. That includes local activists. That includes local nonprofits. It includes, if there isn't one that exists that is already sort of organizing people in your area, well, somebody needs to start one. Maybe it's you. I'm interested in that. I'm also interested in your calls. Let's go to them. And let's go to Kim from Kansas City, Missouri. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was listening to the girls that are on before you on Progress, and we had a gerrymander incident in our area. Our representative, and this is how bad it is, our representative was Mr. Cleaver. Mm-hmm. It now is Mark Alport, I might be saying it wrong, the anchor for Fox News that ran.
Yeah.
And the judges upheld the gerrymandering of the district so that he could be elected.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, the only thing I could say is, you should be paranoid because they really have this, the Missouri and Kansas legislature and officials are all as bad as they can be. And I don't know where it's going to end. The judges, you know, said, oh, this is a good idea. And the other thing is when we call him, we've called to see if we could talk to him at his office. And very nice young people talk to us. He's in Israel. Oh, no, he'll be back next week. He's in Israel. And I heard on the other, your other, the ladies in the morning, that all of these representatives are going to Israel. What are they doing, talking to Bibi about can you stop killing kids and helpless people? I don't think so. I think there's the plan that they have for post, I want to say post, oh God, 2025, you know, their program.
Yeah, Project 2025, sure.
Take the Constitution, post-constitutional referendum or whatever, that they're, when they take over, they're going to destroy all this.
Yeah, why, no, and they're, not even being quiet about it. It's only a conspiracy theory. To understand the definition of a conspiracy is people in private working on something that's bad. And now it's not even a conspiracy because it's out in the public. It is their project. It is their objective, is to undermine the mechanisms of democracy, undermine and dismantle public structures, and bend them to the will of oligarchs and venality. And it's a big, big bummer. And in terms of Israel, and thank you very much for the call, for the folks who are grumpy or more than grumpy at the world, at Israel, at the president, at the United States, at any allies, about the horrors that are happening in the Middle East. Understand, if you think for a moment that, I mean, your choice for president shouldn't be that hard, right? Like, you still vote for Joe Biden, it's pretty obvious. I don't work for that campaign, but it's sort of obvious. Donald Trump ain't your friend. I don't mean he's, because he's not your friend on other issues. Probably isn't. Like, odds are, I don't know what you think about climate change. I don't know what you think about women's right to choose. I can't be sure, right? I know why Vladimir Putin was glad that Hamas attacked Israel on Putin's birthday. I know why he would like that. I know why Russian bots are promoting divisiveness within any pro-democracy community they can get. I know that. That's sort of obvious stuff. But I don't know everything you think. But that decision tends to be pretty easy. But there's a bigger thing that we need to be aware of, and that is there really is an effort. It's actually the last thing you said and the first thing you said are connected. So what's happening in Missouri, what's happening in Kansas City, what's happening in legislatures with gerrymandered districts, what's happening with the judiciary, it was a power move by a movement that was organized around power. That is its essence. Its essence was not a set of service objectives, a ways to make government better for people or make results better in terms of the middle class or how beautiful it is, the place we live, or how much opportunity there is for people who are trying to come up. That wasn't the objective. The objective was power itself. And the movement around power itself has become enormously effective relative to the ex ante, the beforehand, the unvarnished popularity of their ideas. Rewarding the powerful at the expense of the powerless doesn't, on its face, play that well. And the fact that they get to a coin flipper better, sometimes a little worse, sometimes a little better, it's a miracle of marketing. It's a miracle of jingoism. It's a miracle of divisiveness. It's a miracle of manipulation. It is quite the feat. I say it in some version of awe and being impressed, not morally complimentary, but operationally complimentary. It's kind of remarkable. Remarkable, I mean worthy of remark. And that carries through, that project. Tom talks about the project had a punctuation mark, had a benchmark with the Powell memo, sort of laying out, hey, here's what needs to happen. You need to, centralized wealth and corporate power needs to influence universities more, buy media, needs to more control more of the political levers, more of the levers of human influence. Laying out a roadmap for that was one kind of beat in that, important beat in that story. But that project's been going on for decades, and it's been effective. And by the way, that project isn't limited domestically. The effort to unite with right-wing Israel, I did not say Israel, I said right-wing Israel. That's not all of Israel. That is a piece that's been able to gain more power in Israel. That's the Netanyahu wing. Go after Biden because of what right-wing Netanyahu does is funny to me. It's tragic. It's understandable. But it's also funny. And there is an ongoing effort to unite these anti-democracy, right-wing, pro-oligarchy efforts around the country. That's why they invite these clowns to CPAC. They at this point, they're just pretending to love America. And the pretense is getting thin and also getting kind of funny and laughable. It's kind of a pretense. If you bring in anti-democracy, pro-oligarchy dictators from other countries to speak at your conference, you don't really demonstrate your love of America, at least the good parts about it. Let's go to your calls. I want to go to Samurai. Samurai, the floor is yours.
Okay. I have a big question and then a statement.
Go ahead.
My big question is, why is it that when the fascists and the right want to have them promote the dystopia, which is the state that works for them, Marxists to consolidate property for themselves and deny property to others, and classes to keep them on top and everybody under them. But when the communists and the left want to have them promote the utopia, which is no state to work for fascists and the right, no markets to consolidate property and wealth into the hands of the few, be denied to other people and make it freely accessible to everybody, and no classes to keep a few people at the top and everyone at the bottom, they cannot have him promoted. And I also feel that protopia that another caller, another speaker, another guest on your channel was talking about is just another way of promoting centrism, which promotes conservatism and not liberalism. What is your response to that?
All right, I want to make sure I got your question, Samurai. Thank you so much for the phone call. So I think what I heard you say is, why is a version or some versions of a right-wing utopia celebrated when some versions of I think your term was a left-wing sort of ultimate view is derided? Is that a fair characterization of what you asked?
Yes, it seems like when the right wing wants the utopia, it seems like they're close to having it. But when the left wing wants their utopia, it seems like that they're far away from having it.
Yeah, no, Sarah, I appreciate the call. And before we go to break, I'll take a crack at answering. I think there's multiple reasons. So one, the first is, and this is not just a cop-out, I don't think the utopia, a left-wing utopia, a right-wing utopia, I don't think those are really clear for people who are saying it or people who are evaluating it. That for most people who, if we were going to imagine a right-wing utopia, it was, Milton Friedman had hoped that Hong Kong would be that, and went and toured Hong Kong. I said, look, this is what a free market looks like. And this will be the utopia. The challenge is any time that you try to make the case for an unfettered free market, you end up not really talking about a free market. You end up talking about an expensive market, a monopolized market, and it starts feeding on itself. And so the utopia actually is not merely extremist view. I would also say I do not believe that, and I believe very strongly, I don't view it because I'm a centrist, I view it because I'm pro-democracy. I do not believe state ownership and control of all means of production is a good idea. You don't think it's a good idea? I don't want power centralized fully with anybody. Government, corporation, anybody. I want freedom and democracy. That's what I want. I want to take your question more because some of it's also about who owns the media, because you're right. Right-wing utopia
this
gets more popular, more often
program.
Said. Forgive me, I'll be back. That we've got to make sure we can form an idea of what our dream vision is and knock down the bad ones. You're right, some of the bad ones get more play.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell ballot. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I used to be so uncomfortable and bad on hot summer nights, but not since we discovered the secret to better sleep. And you could discover it too. Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. It's crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. Folks sleep like a baby after switching to Cozy Earth. We think you will too. Right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and enter promo code THOM at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with promo code THOM. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose our show from the drop-down menu. Just go there, go to CozyEarth.com, select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose our show from that drop-down menu. That's the way they know that they should support this show, support this movement, support this community. CozyEarth.com/Tom. It really does help, by the way. I want to keep this thing cracking. Let's go to Carol from Pennsylvania. How you doing, Carol?
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm well.
Well, the reason I called, I have read Agenda 47 and Project 25.
Congratulations, and I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Congratulations, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that it's really important that even if I didn't despise Donald Trump, I don't think I'd want to vote for someone who wants to take away Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare, just for openers, okay? What kind of a country are we going to have when people no longer get Social Security or any kind of affordable health care? I mean, what will that do if we come down, say, again, with another virus like the corona one we just had 2 years of? What will that do to our country if Trump is then in charge of our nation? It scares me a great deal, and I would like to hear your opinion on it, and perhaps you could go over some of the things that are in their Agenda 25, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
thank you.
I will, and thank you. And it's a project led by the Heritage Foundation, and it's sort of their roadmap of how to undermine, how to uproot the basic elements of some of the administrative state, some of the basic elements of social infrastructure, social justice infrastructure, and public structures within the country. There is an article right now, and I don't like the article. It just came out this afternoon it came out 2 days ago in USA Today. And what I don't like about the article, and shame on you, USA Today, is you start, like, your opening of it. The article starts with the propaganda quotes from Project 95, right? Like, rescue the country from the grip of the radical left. That's the quote they use. Like, that's the purpose of Project 25. So after the break and in the show, I'll go into a few of the highlights or lowlights. But understand, it is like a platform statement written by, you know, oligarch supporters.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. Stay tuned for the big, big finish, 202-808-9925. Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her dog in Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike those other fresh brands out there that ship frozen so you have to wait for them to thaw and store them in the fridge, which then expires quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy, and you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and so is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden joining world leaders in Bari, Italy Thursday as the G7 summit kicks off.
He spends much of his day in sessions with world leaders focused on Africa, climate change, and development. The leaders will be treated to a skydiving demonstration in the evening, a break from the working meetings. Later today, the president meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky, their second time meeting face-to-face in a week. They'll sign a U.S.-Ukraine security agreement pledging long-term defense and security cooperation. After, the two presidents will take questions from reporters. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A flash flood emergency in Florida. Wall of water coming down, up to 20 inches of rain, along with damaging winds and a tornado warning. Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency. The Republican-led House passing a resolution holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt for not turning over audio of President Biden speaking to the special counsel about the classified documents investigation. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR issued an air quality advisory for 5 lakeside counties on Wednesday. Milwaukee, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan counties are under a moderate advisory for sensitive groups from noon until 11 p.m. That means people sensitive to air pollution, like children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, should avoid prolonged and heavy activity outside. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Political scientist Susan Webiaki says housing could be the, quote, sleeper issue of the election.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Political scientist Barry Burden says most swing voters this year are young adults. The two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon on Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Are you craving more giant turtles and flying dragons? A Game of Thrones spinoff has been pulled off the scrap heap. Variety reports that 10,000 Ships is back in development. The news comes from George Martin, who created GOT. Martin says the pilot is being written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ebony Booth after the original script was killed by HBO. Finally, there's an animated film for adults. Spermageddon is a Pixar-esque movie about two teenagers having sex for the first time. There's an exclusive clip available at Variety.com. Spermageddon might sound risque, but the filmmakers want teens to see it as it promotes safe sex. The film also has a character named Simon the Sperm. I can't even imagine the research involved for an actor cast as a sperm. The movie is currently in the foreplay stages, also known as pre-production. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of showers and thunderstorms rolling through during the overnight. Upper 60s by sunrise, southwest wind. We'll see mostly sunny skies Thursday, a few showers or storms in the afternoon, with highs reaching the lower to middle 80s, currently 71 degrees.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor. Radio Password with your host, John Mino.
The password is lingerie.
Jim, your first clue is from Mary. Mary says, sexy.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person.
We can't say Mino. Lingerie.
Oh, my God.
is that possible?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
From amount of nutrients for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw or store in a fridge, which can then expire pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable, it's not messy, you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend. That is, you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Dilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. That's George. He's unique. He's sitting right next to me. Your dog's results can and will vary, but they're good dogs. Text fees may apply. Russian warships have arrived in Cuba. In a show of force, make no mistake, when Russia prefers a presidential candidate, that is not because they are rooting for America. It should be pretty clear what side that dude is on. And the fact that, I mean, it is one of the most remarkable feats of a combination of oligarchic, fundamentalist, and legitimately anti-American. I don't mean anti-American in like, this is what I think America should stand for, and it's anti against what I stand for. I mean, it's the opposition to America have united to try to elect a presidential candidate. That's what's happened, right? The global uber wealth who would say, well, it's probably pretty good for us if the uber wealthy are in charge. And the fundamentalists who are like, I hate anything that ain't me. Or at least I don't want it to matter as much. And the people who genuinely want to undermine the United States of America. And again, like that's their just about stated purpose. They've united behind a candidate who's also a convicted felon. that guy, according to 538, is a coin flip. Holy mackerel. And today, Russian warships showed up in Cuba. What's Donald Trump going to say about it? Oh, America's own fault. They wouldn't have done it if I'd been president, because I'd be for them. And they would know they wouldn't have to do it. They could, and I'd just go on a plane and visit them. Oh, boy, howdy. Carol asked a question about Project 2025, and I really appreciated it. It wasn't a softball, but it does tease something up that's important, because ultimately this election isn't about Donald Trump. It's not about Joe Biden. It's about you. Ultimately, it's not about a particular candidate, it's about the country, and it's about what's going to happen or not happen. Here's some things that will happen according to Project 2025. Slash funding the Department of Justice, dismantle the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, reduce environmental climate change regulations in favor of fossil fuel production and benefiting oil companies. So anybody says, oh, law and order, uh-uh. They are pro their power and power of the people they root for. It's not law and order. They want to gut our ability to enforce the law, eliminate the Department of Commerce, eliminate the FTC, and the independence of the FCC, and the independence, excuse me, of the Federal Trade Commission. By the way, the FTC enforces federal consumer protection laws to prevent deception, fraud, unfair business practices, enforces antitrust law. Remember that. Again, the reason they want to do this is they want to hand over more and more power, more and more dough to consolidated power and consolidated dough. And that's the, you strip away all the distractions, all the marketing. That's the essence of the movement. That's the essence of the cult. That's the part they don't like to say quite as much out loud. They don't want to teach people the importance of antitrust law. They want to yell about what bathrooms people get to use and then quietly make it possible for wealth disparities to reach historic levels, power disparities to reach historic levels, democracy to be undermined, because somebody owns everything. By the way, that's what made a king. What made a king wasn't everybody voted for the king. What made it a king is the king owned everything. They not only want to institute tax cuts, they recommend abolishing the Department of Education. Funding for climate research would be cut. They would explicitly reject abortion as health care. They would eliminate the Affordable Care Act's coverage of emergency contraception. They would infuse government with elements of fundamental Christianity, criminalize pornography, remove legal protections against discrimination based on sex or gender identity, terminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, terminate affirmative action. This is radical stuff, and not in the cool way. Not like it's radical, bro. It's like way unradical in that way. But it's like way radical in the nutbag way. It's nutbag. It is not normal. It is not conservative. It is not pro-American. It is not sensible. It's wacky. And what's wacky is that it's just like, it's ridiculous. If you proposed this, if you even whispered about this, they wouldn't have, if Reagan had whispered about this, he would have been lambasted by major media all the time. It would have turned the country against him. He wouldn't have a chance at a first term, much less a second. Same thing with either Bush. It is only under this consolidation of right-wing control over the Republican Party, consolidation of right-wing control over media levers, consolidation of right-wing control over its progeny and followers and members of its network propaganda, highlight Yochai Benkler of MIT and Harvard, that this could even be whispered about, much less published, and have itself quoted in neutral and a couple positive ways in USA Today. But USA Today does offer some of the truth about it, which I very much appreciate. All right. We got to do speed round because we don't have much time left. Let's see if we can clear the board. If we go speed round, let's go to most patient listener award. Gar from Atlanta, Georgia, you're on speed round. Gar?
How you doing, Jefferson?
Doing good.
Oh, that's good. You like I always tell you, you got big shoes to fill, and you're filling them up well.
Thanks, man.
Very well. The point I like to make is Joe Biden, he has a royal flesh. And it seems like he's drawn down. It don't seem like he's trying to win to me. And the reason why I say this, you run against a guy with 34 felonies, run at Trump University, rape somebody. I mean, and it goes on and on and on. You think if it were reversed, Trump wouldn't be bringing that up every 5 minutes?
No, it's a good point. Should Joe Biden be attacking personally more? It's a good question. Here's and I do want to reply to it quickly, and I want to give to other calls because we're trying to do a speed round. Thank you, Gar, and thanks for the kind words. So I have this debate with a good friend of mine. He's like, why don't Democrats say blank? I'm like, well, are you listening? And I don't mean this to you, Gar. I mean this to my friend, that who should be the spokesperson to go after the right wing. That I think Joe Biden is trying to say the presidency should be a thing that has some dignity, and it's arguable. I agree that it's arguable. I think that the presidency should have some dignity, but that what that requires is there being other people, including loud mouths like you and me, who are willing to call a thing, and call a truth, and call a criminal, so that it's not all relying upon one bully pulpit of a president. Because even that person doesn't get quoted perfectly all the time. But we got to go with speed rounds. So let's go to Janet from Bainbridge Island, beautiful place in Washington.
Good morning to you. Thank you. I have a fast thing to say, which is a word I do not hear being used is bully.
Yep.
And I think that all we need to think about in our personal experience is having seen a bully within our own territory. And there are two things that bullies seem to always have. One is And it's important to look at who is closest to them. Think of Harry Potter and Malfoy and his thugs. Think of those people as you think of Trump and the people who choose to surround him. That I just don't understand. I think that we could see that in our own personal lives at any minute that the word was mentioned.
Yeah.
Bullies only survive because we do not challenge them. And we don't need to be Harry Potter dedicating every ounce of his life to the process. Please, people, notice we have a bully in our midst. Depending on whichever place you live, there is a bully running to get more power. Please notice the bullies in your midst.
Janet, thank you so much for the call. I can't say it better. Dave from San Diego, you're on the air. Speed round.
Hi. Hi, Tom. Long-time listener. I just wanted to thank you for the great job you're doing. And I think a lot of people are forgetting that, you know, we're fighting. Biden has done a great job. And we're fighting the misinformation from our own corporate media, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. Everybody's fighting. You know, he's fighting against so many different things. And then we have to fight this battle here with the 30-35% of the MAGA. That, you know, facts doesn't matter to them. They just believe whatever Donald Trump says to them, which is kind of amazing itself. But thanks to guys like you and some of the other people on Sirius, especially on the Urban View, Clay Klain, Karen Hunter, you guys are, you know, fighting against a onslaught. You know, Biden is trying to, you know, rebalance America that, you know, Nixon and Reagan and Bill Clinton, I think, opened or got rid of most of the regulations. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, Biden is not, he's the president. He just can't.
You can't wave a wand and do everything. But, no, I appreciate the kind words and the insight. We're on speed round, so I want to go to David. But I want to go to the other David. But thank you very much, David from San Diego.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Thanks,
cheers.
Bye.
Yeah, I take it as a compliment. David from Miami Beach, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. You should know we have the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's good that we know that the Cold War was won by Milton Friedman, not democratic capitalism. It's bad that Medicare Part B is being cut back in Florida and Georgia because Medicaid wasn't enough damage. And it's ugly that we're stuck between rival utopias. Some of us worship Atlas Shrugged, and it's, I don't know, perfect capitalism versus the kibbutzes and the communes from fathers and sons, and it's homage, what is to be done. We're in rival mythologies. We have to respect that, even if it doesn't match the facts.
David, it was a great call. I appreciate it very much. We're on speed. I'm going to go to Karen.
It was brilliant.
I love the good, bad, and the ugly. It was brilliant. Karen, you're on the air. We're going to break in just a moment. Stay with us. You'll be the very first call when we come back. You're listening to Tom's show. I'm Jeff. When we come back, we'll wrap up the speed round, then we'll do the big, big finish. Really grateful to everybody on the program. Everybody calling, it's 202-808-9925. We'll wrap up speed round in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Stay tuned for Karen. It's a lot of pressure on Karen, but I think Karen's going to deliver.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
We are here to talk about something very near and dear to our heart, and that's housing for veterans. And this is Gail.
It's gone to the city council before. Wanted you to tweak some things. You did that, and it came up last night for a final vote. And
we got the vote.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was amazing. We had so many people speak on our behalf.
Fantastic. Could not be happier.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're back to wrap up the speed round with Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, I was just, we have time to talk about Columbia and your father's thing with Chiquita. At the same time, we were bringing the bananas out of Mexico for Chiquita. They were going on the ship, and they didn't get cold enough here to get here, so they went to one store here. But you don't ship this kind of stuff without security. And this woman in Mexico, that's the bulwark that she's up against, is their security system around the world that we feed through black waters and all that and the drug cartel. I'll let you go with that.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, let's keep going with the speed round, but I appreciate the point you're making. Al from Ohio. You're on the air. Al, can you hear me? Al, you waited so patiently. This is your big, big moment. America is listening, Al. All right. I'll put you on hold in case you come back. So I want to say thanks to folks. Couple things to wrap up with and clean up with. I listed the things. I read that list, right, from eliminating the Department of Education to eliminating the independence of the Federal Trade Commission to getting rid of the Commerce Department. And that wasn't my propaganda list. That wasn't my talk radio guy trying to make conversation list. That's the Wikipedia list. That wasn't the advocacy list. That was the descriptor list. Slashing funding for the Department of Justice, dismantling the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, sharply reducing environmental climate change regulations to favor fossil fuel production. That is me quoting the Wikipedia entry. Of course, human beings write the Wikipedia entry, but human beings contend with it in order to get to truth. I'm eliminating the Department of Commerce, institute tax cuts, abolish Department of Education, cut climate research. It is a project to dismantle America. Project 2025, Agenda 47, these are projects to dismantle America and take it over as chattel, take it over as the plaything of who's left. Each of us either work for them or have to do what they say. Stress goes up, crime goes up. By the way, record job gains, record crime drop, and the Republican candidate's convicted felon. And by the way, if you're a woman or you care about them at least a little bit, their fundamental freedoms have been undermined, attacked, removed, and remain at risk. The decision of this election is very easy, or at least it's very simple. Come up with a bumper sticker you want, it's a relatively simple choice. That's not the hard part. The hard part is, how do we rebuild democracy? The hard part is, how do you and your town and your state and your precinct, how do you build a network of relationships that will preserve and improve democracy? How do we build and rebuild media organizations who preserve and advance democracy? That's the hard part. Election choice should be easy, but how we're going to make the country a little bit better rather than a lot worse, that's the hard part. So I appreciate you. I'm Jeff Smith, and I appreciate you every time you do this. And by doing this, I mean participate in this community. You're priceless. Definition of priceless: worth a lot, not for sale. You're the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And I'm grateful to you. This show will be back tomorrow. Be well.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and then store them in the fridge, which then expires pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Tom Allball Show.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about the January 6th riot and the work he's been doing for the Biden campaign.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.